Emotions ran high in Sacramento last night as the city's only major sports franchise, the NBA's Sacramento Kings, played what may have been its final game in town. The team's owners are negotiating a move south to Anaheim. Many in the sellout crowd struggled to hold back tears, and so did Kings broadcaster Grant Napier.
There's a lot of uncertainty, as we all know, but the one thing that we do know is the love affair between this team and this city.
The team ultimately lost in an overtime nail-biter to its arch-rival, the Los Angeles Lakers. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler was there.
The final buzzer of what's likely the final game in Sacramento's 26-year NBA history sounded about 10 minutes ago, yet thousands of fans still here, standing, sitting, hugging, holding signs, and chanting. "Here we stay," they chanted, and Sacramento.
Rich Bachman simply couldn't leave. The season ticket holder from year one shared some tears and a hug with his wife, Sandy.
"Here we're staying, yep. Kind of savoring the moment right now, you know. But I guess we'll come back for the rodeo or the truck pull or something like that, but no more Kings."
All souvenirs were 50% off. The team said it was for fan appreciation night. Cynics said it looked like a clear-the-inventory sale. Bobby Border stopped by and stocked up.
"We got some things, you know, that we could use in the future since, well, Kings may not be here next year, so..."
The Maloof family, which owns the Kings, has until Monday to submit a formal request to the NBA to move to Anaheim. Today, they addressed the NBA Board of Governors in New York City. Sacramento Mayor and former NBA All-Star Kevin Johnson also addressed the owners today, but says he's not trying to block the Kings from moving.
"Whether the Kings are there or not, I mean, our commitment is to go forward and build a new facility in the next 4 years."
The Kings' outdated arena and Sacramento's lack of a strong corporate base are the two biggest reasons why the team might move. Sports economist Dan Rasher says the Maloofs don't want to leave Sacramento, but...
"I think they feel like they've tried everything, every different way to build an arena, and it hasn't happened. And I think that's why they're heading out."
"On behalf of my teammates, coaching staff, the Sacramento organization, we want to thank the greatest fans in the NBA."
The Kings' Dante Green addressing the crowd just before tip-off. The game itself started ugly. The Lakers' lead reached 20 points. But then the game turned into an absolute thriller as the Kings came all the way back. The building was rocking, as it was in the Kings' heyday. Back then, the Kings and Lakers battled in the 2002 playoffs, but Sacramento fell just short. So it was on this night. The Kings had a three-point lead with less than 10 seconds to go, but the Lakers tied it and dominated overtime.
"And ladies and gentlemen, that is a final here from the Power Balance Pavilion."
And so, what might be the final NBA game in Sacramento turned out to be a metaphor for the team's 26 years in town. A slow start, some thrilling moments, but in the end, heartbreak. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.